Frequent scams you need to be aware of. Scammers are always developing new tactics to catch people off guard. They may pose online as customer service departments, mimic trusted organizations by using their logos, or even send out fake confirmation emails, all to sneakily convince people they're dealing with the real thing. Here are just some of the scams people might be susceptible to, particularly over the summer, as more of us look to buy tickets to events or book a getaway. There are also a number of new and chilling developments to watch out for. Ticket scams. Such scams can often be found on social media. Criminals pretend they have tickets to popular, sold-out events on offer. You should check whether the seller is a member of STAR, S-T-A-R, the Society of Ticket Agents and Retailers, and be wary of paying by bank transfer, which could leave you with little protection if anything goes wrong. Be cautious if you receive unsolicited emails about event tickets as well. To minimise the risk of being left disappointed, stick to trusted organisations such as the venue's box office, official promoter or agent, and well-known ticketing websites. Cost of living scams. In June, more than 6 million people received a £150 disability cost of living payment as part of a wider package of government support. Scammers may try to use people's expectations of money to trick them into handing over personal information or cash. Be wary of any text, phone call, or email you receive out of the blue. As well as fake promises of cost of living payments, scammers may pretend to be offering various discounts or refunds, such as for energy bills or tax rebates. Last-minute holiday deals that are too good to be true. While buying a break at the last minute can sometimes mean getting a bargain, scammers will be waiting to catch out people looking for price drops. According to figures from scam reporting centre Action Fraud, recent victims of holiday fraud have lost, on average, around £2,372. It's important not to feel pressured into making a payment, even if a deal looks amazing. Do some research by checking independent reviews online and double-checking the website URL to make sure you are on a trusted website. You may also want to check whether the company involved is a member of Trade Association ABTA, A-B-T-A, Association of British Travel Agents. Holidaymakers taking flights should check coverage under the ATOL, A-T-O-L, Air Travel Organisations, Organisers Licence, Financial Protection Scheme. It's also worth being aware that fraudsters may use fake registration numbers and copy organisations' logos online to give a false impression that they have passed regulatory checks. They may even send out fake holiday confirmation emails so that scam victims don't realise they have been duped until they arrive at the airport. Paying by credit card may help if something goes wrong later. Under Section 75 of the Consumer Credit Act, the credit card company may have joint responsibility with the seller if goods or services are shoddy or do not materialise. Fraudsters preying on you when something has gone wrong with your holiday. Consumer Group, which says fraudsters have been trying to trick people affected by flight cancellations, by setting up fake customer service accounts on social media. Instead of being put through to customer services, the links in these accounts could actually take you to phishing websites, which are designed to obtain your personal details. The Consumer Champion suggests one way of spotting a potentially dodgy account is to check how many followers it has, as fake accounts are likely to have far fewer followers than legitimate accounts. Lisa Webb, which consumer law expert, said, if you give away any details to a scammer, such as your email address, Change the passwords on any affected accounts straight away. You should also contact your bank immediately if you think the fraudsters may have any of these details. Scams where you shouldn't believe what you are seeing or hearing. Advances in technology have resulted in concerns that scams could be made harder to differentiate from reality. There have been some signs of the impacts that AI could have on scammers' tactics going forward, which consumer champion Martin Lewis recently branding a deepfake scam advert purportedly linked to an investment scheme as disgraceful. The scam ad used video and audio technology to create a fake likeness of Lewis. However, more positively, advances in technology are also helping banks in the fight back against scammers. For example, MasterCard has a new tool that helps banks to get an instant rating that shows the risk of a payment being made to a fraudulent account. MasterCard says that, in partnership with UK banks, including Lloyds Bank, Halifax, Bank of Scotland, NatWest, Monzo and TSB, it is using payments data to identify fraudulent accounts and prevent payments from ever reaching them.